So now, I get to her bio, right? Her bio. Her bio. Everyone can see, right? And it says, if you're tatted or tattooed, swipe right immediately. And I'm thinking, like, girl, if I was tattooed, there's no way I'd be swiping right on someone like you anyways, you know? You know? No, I don't know. So, managers are funny. They're always trying to, you know, tell you what to do and, you know, really just, you know, get on your ass, but hey, you gotta write this joke, you gotta, you know. And so, I finally put my foot down the other day, right? Stomped in that bitch like I owned the house. Like I was gonna give a good belt whooping, you know. And I said, look, man, I'm gonna open up every podcast now, like the opening from Seinfeld. I'm doing the stand-up about some wacky, crazy thing going on, you know, I'm thinking just like in my brain. And he just stared at me, and I'm starting to get pissed, I'm starting to get mad. No response, seriously, you're gonna treat me like that after everything I've done for you? And finally, it dawned on me. Wait, I don't have a manager. I've just been yelling at myself in the bathroom mirror for the last 20 minutes like a psychopath. Oh man, no, we're gonna have a good show tonight. I can't wait for it. So was that intro bad enough to click off yet? Is that the consensus? I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld recently, so I don't know. I don't know what I think anymore. God, I'm fucking heck. Now, anyway, welcome back to the MAS podcast. Hey, how's it going? I said the intro backwards, because just kind of quirky over here like that. This is episode 6. I was gone, now I'm not. It's the usual story, okay? We don't gotta talk about it. We don't gotta mince words. You know, we ain't meat. Mince meat. Ah. Okay, anyway. That's fucking stupid. I should cut this, but I'm not going to, because we don't cut shit around here. We don't cut corners. We don't cut. No cuts, no butts, no coconuts, you know? That's how we are right here today, in this very hour. If you're new, thanks for showing up. I've seen I've had an uptick in, like, listeners here recently. And I want to say that's really weird. And I don't know why you're here. And, there's literally... Go listen to Joe Rogan. Before they deplatform my boy. How could they do this? Spotify. Well, of course, I have to be on topic. Or super dated, depending. I try to get all the episodes out, like, within a day of recording them, but that doesn't always happen. Sometimes that just turns into 6 years of not putting out an episode, so. You're new, again, thanks. Actually, I appreciate it very much. If you're old and decrepit, waiting in the caves for your king to return, he has arrived. Rise, my fellow peasant, subjects. Forth the king have arrived. I don't know why I changed voices halfway through that. That's what we do here. This podcast means absolutely fuck all to anybody, including myself. So, we're just here to just chill and talk and escape the scary world that we live in. I don't know why I keep doing the whining voice. I'm just so emotional. Anyway, thanks for coming back, listening. We have nothing to absolutely talk about today until it comes into my head. So until then, I guess I'll let my best friend, Ad Michael, talk about the great sponsor of today's episode, which is Anchor.fm. Take it away, Michael. Wow, thanks, Ad Michael, for absolutely blowing up my spot and taking over the whole podcast. God, he's such an asshole. Anyways, I would like to be the first person to say I think Spotify should actually let me have the space that they were using for the artists that don't want them on there, like Neil Young and some other people that I definitely pay attention and read. I would like Spotify, I demand, in fact, actually, Spotify, if you're fucking listening, dude, I have your number, it's over. I demand you put more of my content on your platform. I don't know how you're going to do that when I have one podcast that you already put on there, thanks to the great sponsor of Anchor, because they just let me distribute, which is really awesome of Anchor. But Spotify, get your shit together. That's all I'm going to flip and say about this stuff, man. It's just really ticks me the heck off. So anyway, that's the only topical content I have to talk about today. How you been? Oh, me, I had COVID, you know, the usual. For 6 months, I'm just kidding. I feel like that's insensitive to people that have like a really bad time with COVID. I got really, really lucky. It wasn't horrible. So, if it wasn't horrible for me, then shit, it must not be that bad. No, just kidding. Fuck COVID. Fuck COVID. I feel pretty powerful and brave saying that. Hope you're staying safe. I hope you're saying it, too. Just go up to someone and say, hey, safe. Okay? Safe. You never know what'll happen. They might, like, oh, it's a safe spot. It's a safe spot. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, it's been a minute, but I'm back. I'm back, and I'm ready to attack, Jack. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been working on my bars real hard. Expect big things coming up. I plan to be the next Meg Thee Stallion, actually. Specifically. That's what I would like to be. 2022, I would like to be... I'd like to be... Mark the mayor. Is a mayor a male horse? Definitely not looking this up. Don't just ignore any typing. I have my manager actually looking it up, you know, from the actually I've been working on a lot of stand up. That was me on stage at the Ritz-Carlton. Is that a place to you? I don't even... Okay, yeah. The Ritz, and it's in Dallas. What if... there's cool. I'm fucking topical. That's I live in the DFW area. I'm not doxing myself. And yeah, no, that was my set from a little bit. Okay, wait for the Netflix special. What was I looking up before? A mare. Mare, horse. Fuck no, a mare is a female horse. What's a male horse? They're just called horses. That's a picture of a horse butt. Cool. Nice. Male horse is called a stout. Okay, cut this shit out. Cut. Just cut this. I'm done. You know, no, that makes sense. Damn it. No, that makes fucking sense. I fucked the whole bit up. Oh my God. If I fucking wasn't stupid, if I didn't drop out of college twice, and if I would have paid a little bit of attention to high school. I mean, no, yeah, I definitely paid attention to high school mom. Who definitely listens to my podcast, because she's real supportive. Actually, I don't think my mom has listened to one episode of this shit, which is fine. Actually, I prefer that. And yes, this is me just trying to get away from the fact that I'm stupid. Mark the mayor. Okay, there. That's all I had to say. I just had to finish. I said the joke. I could have just finished it there and been like, yep. Because Meg Thee Stallion, Mark the mayor. But no, I had to go and be accurate. anyway, that's my 2022 goals. Like and subscribe. Leave a comment saying what's your favorite horse type, breed, gent thing. Anyway, what's your 2022 goals? Honestly, my goal this year is to just shut up and not really do anything except for, like, this shit. Like, I want to be more focused on, like, the podcast, and let's just start small and say the podcast, because I can barely do this where I just sit here, and literally, I sit here in my pajamas and I record this. And this isn't a desk. This is a kitchen table. It's a kitchen table. My mic stand barely fits on the edge of, like, the little clamp barely fits. My monitor is a TV. A small TV. A Sanyo. I mean, it works. I mean, it was really on the come up, because before I was like, man, I just want a computer and a place to record. And I got those things. I didn't say how. And they're decent. It's a decent PC. It's a good build. I can play my games. I can project this nonsense out to the world. And it's fine. So really, blessed. Stay humble. Stay humble. Humble bundle. All my PC gamers know that one. No, yeah. I want to focus on the podcast more. I'm going to push out more episodes more than, like, twice a year. But other than that, it's personal goal. Besides, that's work goal, right? That's a work goal. I have to actually, like, put effort into that, you know? Personal goal, like, for myself, besides that, is to just shut the fuck up and just, I think this year I'm just gonna be a glorified yes man. I'm just gonna just do it, just cause. I don't, my voice wavered there, like, that was not on accident or purpose. I didn't mean to do that. Just please stop reading into it. Is to just, like, I don't know, man, get the fuck out the way. I'm just, like, in the way. I am my biggest enemy. But no, like, for real. I talk too much. I talk too much, don't listen enough. I just gotta get out of my way. And I just feel like it'll be easier. Like, there's no point in fighting it. And that way, it's just, it is what it is. Not to bring up a dead meme, but It really is, like, as I scratch my head, it is, and that's just probably the best way. I mean, if it doesn't work, then there's always the next year to do the opposite. Maybe next year I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna be in everybody's fucking way. I'm gonna never stop talking. I'm gonna put out 10 episodes a week. Just, like, overkill it. Just completely undershoot. Like, I'm not even trying to sound, like, pessimistic. Like, I'm undershooting this year. But it's just, like, hey, let's just focus on, like, staying alive. And, like, do a little bit of effort into some work. Productiveness. This isn't productive. This does not bring anything to anybody, really. But it's productive to me. Because I don't fucking do anything other than, like, nothing. So just do a little bit of something this year, Michael, and just shut your mouth, please, and we'll see how that goes. You know, that's the best you can hope for, the best you can do. Just, hey man, I really gotta move this couch off the fourth floor of my apartment. I don't want to do that. But yeah, I'll just do it, man. No, don't worry about it. Oh, you don't have a dolly? Cool, yeah, no, I'll just squeeze it down the stairwell, just like It'll be like the episode of Friends. Ah, pivot. Ah, shut up. Oh, man, I'm already fucking foaming at the mouth for my plans this year to move. Now that I've said that, watch, I'm going to have a friend that's like, yeah, no, I do live on the fourth floor, actually, and I have a huge fucking couch to move. Or, you know, like, hey, can you watch my six cats this week at your place? Yeah, whatever. Watch now, I'm gonna be, like, fucking bombarded by the two people I know that listen to this personally or call me up. Hey, man, I got some, like, wacky bullshit. You said you say yes. I heard it on the podcast, bro. Great podcast, by the way. I don't think I know anybody that actually talks like that. That's my voice for people. Like, yeah, bro, I don't. And for everyone, like, regardless of pronouns. Me talking about my mom. Yeah, Michael, can you come? That's fucking stupid. Oh my god, why do I have a platform for anything? I hope people start demanding. That should be the real. I want to see Neil Young be like, I'm sick of these dumbass podcasts with these fucking idiot kids. Get my shit off of there. Go to TikTok, you piece of shit. Dumb. I shouldn't have this platform. Could be out here, like, giving you facts that might be useful, or, like, pointing at something, or, I don't know, anything but this. And I talk a lot of shit about it every time, but, I mean, I keep doing it. And like I said, I had like an uptick in listeners, so I'm just saying, like, $1 million man in the making. You're gonna have to call me Ted DiBiase here in the next year. Does anybody get that? Does anybody watch wrestling? I watch wrestling. Have I talked about that? I like wrestling. Yeah. Surprise. Michael likes fucking wrestling. I know. I flicking know. Okay? You listen here, buddy. It's still real to me. I think it's fun, except for when it pisses me the fuck off. Royal Rumble yesterday. Well, if you watched. It's hell. Yesterday, actually, that was dope as fuck. My mom never watches the fucking pay-per-views with us. Like, she'll go to them. She likes it. Like, she likes wrestling. But, like, she really doesn't sit down. So I got my little brother into it. A couple years ago now. And, so, like, we'll watch together. And it's perfect. So I don't have to watch it by myself. It's one of those things, like, I like watching, like, sports and shit like that. Like, with other people. Especially, like, people who aren't wrestling fans. I'm real guilty about, like, no, just watch this match. You'll probably like it. But I've also learned that if they don't like it, they don't like it. Jada does not like wrestling. Oh, fuck me with a brick. She refuses. But I still kind of got her a little bit because she's really like into documentaries and shit like that. And Dark Side of the Ring is a docuseries about wrestling. Like, infamous stories or, like, you know, whatever. But, like, real. It's all real and unfiltered. And so she likes that. So we'll watch that together. Sounds like there's someone in my apartment. But what better way to freaking get some new listeners? Yo, this guy fucking dies on podcasts. Last thing he says is, I think there's someone in my apartment. And now I'm freaking myself out. You guys. Ooh, no. No, but anyway, I mean, so, like, I guess technically I still did get her into wrestling, some sort of wrestling. But, so, yeah, anyway, my mom doesn't watch. But the Royal Rumble is always, like, a big thing. And she, like I said, she likes it. She knows the wrestlers. She'll let me talk about it, but hell, I don't even watch every single week. I can't do that. I can't. Even saying something, like, I like wrestling, and I can't. Like, thank God WrestleMania is two nights a year. at least this might be the last year they do that, but since the pandemic, they've done two nights. And even me, the crazy wrestling fanatic, I can watch a lot. WrestleMania started to get like 7-8 hours long, a whole fucking day, a whole work shift. Yeah, even like I would watch WrestleMania and then I'm like, I'm not watching shit till the next pay-per-view, which is at least a month away, so. No, my mom actually sat down and watched it with us last night, and my stepdad. And he doesn't watch wrestling either. He's just kind of, he's pretty cool about shit. He's just like, yeah, just watch whatever's on TV. And I'm like, nice. And he's always like, oh, that was interesting. And so he sat and watched some too, and it was a fun time. My aunt, my uncle came to town, and so they had just gotten in. And even they watched a little bit, and they don't, they're very outspoken. I don't know, it's so funny. I'm pretty sure every fucking wrestling person has talked about this ever who's enjoyed wrestling. I don't know. It's equivalent to you guys that watch your reality TV. Your fucking Jersey Shores and your Teen Mom and Beauty Pageant Toddlers and Tiaras. There we go, that's what it's called. And I don't know, just a 90 Day Fiance. I mean, which I get, like, that's just shit. And that's how, like, wrestling is. Like, it can be real fun. Like, you get into it, it's just a TV show. And I'm super into it. Like, sometimes it's very good. Like, just the wrestling itself is good. Yeah, but sometimes, the characters make it fun, and there's plenty of times where it's just fucking garbage TV. And sometimes that's fun, too. So. But it's always super funny, because, like, anybody who doesn't like wrestling, like, isn't even, like, remotely interested in it. Like, they just hate it. It's so funny to me. It's like, I fucking hate. I'm like, whoa. Why? Like, even for me, like I said, I just called, like, reality TV garbage. And most of us that watch that shit, and there is some that I watch. I don't watch the 90 Day Fiancé, but I'll watch on YouTube. Like, people commentate on it. Shout out to Cinnamon Toast Kin and Buff Pro. Like, they're ever gonna fucking hear this, but they cover a lot of 90 Day Big Ed and fucking 90 Day Fiancé and Singles Life and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, I want to see what happens next, but I don't watch the show. And, I don't know, they're just, like, not good, but I'm not like, fucking, God, I hate Team. Actually, I was like that for a long time with Jersey Shore. I finally come around to her, and I'm like, it's just fucking stupid. Who cares? But, like, when Jersey Shore was at its fucking peak, and I was in middle, like, everybody I fucking knew was into it, I'd be like, God damn it, I hate those motherfuckers. Like, fucking seething at the mouth. Fucking clenched fist. Teeth are cracking. Steam coming out of my head like a fucking cartoon. But now I'm just like, whatever. But people that don't like wrestling are just as bad. Like, that's what I'm saying. They're just as bad. Like, so here I am, fucking 10-minute rant about wrestling that you people. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, no. Don't even start that. It's just wrestling fans and non-wrestling fans are like religious Christian, you know, super like super Christians and like atheists, super atheists. Like have just fucking. Oh, you're like, so anyway, this is kind of like the Royal Rumble in 2004 when John Cena actually, that was his first Royal Rumble. Just like out of fucking nowhere for no reason. Did you see Suicide Squad? Yeah. Peacemaker's played by John Cena. He's a 16-time world champion, actually. And he once, in 2003, ran a program with this guy named Jesus, who was Carlito's cousin. And the story was that he stabbed him in a fucking nightclub. Yeah, and the WWE's never even talked about it. I wonder why. Like, okay, dude, I just said I saw Suicide Squad. Or I watched Peacemaker. Okay, that's... Yeah. Or, and then, like, the fucking anti-wrestling fan. He's, like, an anti-wrestling fan. Oh, did you see Suicide Squad? No, I refuse. That former professional wrestler, fake pussy-ass bitch, John Cena's in it. And it's fake and I hate it and he stinks. Well, what? Just, what? I'm confused. I'm so lost. And I'm definitely, like I said, I've definitely, when I was younger, it was a lot worse. Now, I usually keep it, I don't keep it hidden, but I also just, like, come out the gates. Like, yeah, actually, I've seen, like, when the WWE Network came out, I watched 10 years worth of pay-per-views in, like, 2 days. And she's like, really? Okay, yeah. And you still live with your mom and your dad, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. And then I'm like, fucking Tinder? Why does anybody like me? Fucking pro wrestling fanatic in the bio. But I obsess over everything like that. I obsess over, like, the things I fucking like, I like. It's stupid. It doesn't matter. Video games, fucking wrestling, movies, comic books, music. Like, to the point of, like, please stop talking. Don't. Even myself, I'm like, Michael, you don't have to keep. I used to fucking post on my stories, on my Snapchat story, like, my own highlight reel things, like, for pay-per-views. And I mean, like, as of recently as, like, 3 years ago. In my fucking 20s, like, no business. Nobody gave a flying fuck. Nobody cared who Kevin Owens was fighting. Or nobody cared if Roman Reigns, like, I don't know, though. I just was like, I'm creating, man. I'm just, like, really getting into this. And a few people be like, oh, it's entertaining. I don't have to watch it. And I just, like, see through yours. And that's neat. And other people will be, like, literally, like, Michael, I'm gonna fucking unfriend. I'm not only gonna unfriend you on Snapchat. I'm gonna stop being friends with you. You fucking weirdo. Which, like, don't let people to fucking take your shit. Like, I've learned that's not gonna change. That's how I am. It's gonna be that way. Like I said, I just hold it back. I push it way back. Especially if it's, like I've had a date in 3 years. But it's, like, I learned I went on a really fucking bad date. Because of, like, the obsessive name. It wasn't wrestling, actually. And, okay, like, in my defense, before I even get into the story, like, we're going to see this movie that's in this long franchise, and you've not seen any of them. So, like, yeah, I'm gonna give you, like, the rundown, just because, like, it's one of those things, like, I feel, like, some people can go into things, like, no context and be fine with it. But in my head, it's like, well, I would enjoy it more if I knew what the fuck was, like, even had an idea of what was going on, right? But this was, like, 2017. And I'll, again, not dox myself or dox anybody. But this person, if you listen to the podcast, which I highly doubt, I'm friends with this person still. We went on a date. Like, 2017. Wonderful girl. Jeez. Beautiful, smart. She's awesome. She's a cool cat. Cool cat? Jesus Christ. I can't cut. It's 24 minutes in. We're just gonna have to fucking deal with it, okay? Anyway, score date with her. We go to eat. I think we went to Chick-fil-A. But that's where she wanted to go. And I obliged. Much obliged. So we're going to go see Alien Covenant, which is the last movie to come out in the Alien franchise. The most recent one, I should say. So, again, this is an established franchise from, like, the 70s. Like, Alien came out in, like, 1970 fucking something. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. See, I know a lot of things, and there are a lot of things I don't know. Okay, get off my ass. So, like, hey, have you seen, like, any of the others? Or, like, did you even see, like, Prometheus is, like, this is a sequel to Prometheus? She's like, no, no. And I'm like, oh, cool. But, I mean, it was, like, one of the only fucking movies that was out that, I mean, that even seemed interesting. And I wanted to see it. So, like, okay, like, and this is a recipe for fucking disaster already. Like, again, I know how obsessive I am, and I know... Again, like, some people are just like, it's cool, man, it's whatever, it's just how you are. And some people are even real nice and, like, interested because you're interested. But I didn't know this girl well enough to assume that, so I should have pumped the fucking brakes. But, you know, oh, you haven't seen any of them, so fuck. Like, I just decided to go through the whole fucking, not just Prometheus. I could have just went, like, from Prometheus. Like, okay, this movie's set, like... a couple hundred years before, like, even the first movie in the franchise. So, like, the sequel's just gonna still be, like, 50 years. Because that's how they are. Could have just... literally could have just done that. What I just did now. Oh, Prometheus takes, like, 100 years before the first Alien. And so this is, like, super prequel territory. And then this one's a sequel to that. So it's still, like, a prequel. But there's a few characters. And I could have just explained... like Shaw and fucking the robot android David, that's the name. David, right? I don't know. Michael Fassbender. Badass actor. Has he done anything recently? Anyway. But no, instead I decided to go through Alien 1 through 4, Prometheus. Like, during the fucking, like, it's so long. Like, we're eating, we go to the movies, walk in, like, and still talking about the movie. And, like, looking back on it now, like, I didn't pick up fucking signs and shit. Again, like, even at that point, I really haven't, I'm not very, like, well-versed in dating. Especially, like, everyone, I grew up in a small town, all my girlfriends and stuff, like, I knew, like, growing up for the most part. And then even, like, that changed a little bit in college, because obviously you meet new people. And so I did meet a few different people, like, that I didn't know at all. And again, it wasn't like, we didn't go on dates. I don't know. It's not something that I'm, like, accustomed to this day. Because then, like, you go on dates with your, like, girlfriend and stuff. Or boyfriend or partner or whatever. And, like, yeah, there might be dates, but, like, you're already together. Like, there's not that, like, awkwardness of... it's just eating dinner together. As opposed to, like, a date. Feels like a date, you know? And so, I was not very, very badly accustomed to it. So, there were signs. She was, like, not... like, don't have to... but no, my dumbass just kept going. And then wonder why I didn't get a second date. Yeah, so you don't have to, you know, like I said, that don't let anyone change you. Don't think that if you're into whatever the fuck you're into, your Harry Potter and your Game of Thrones and your fucking Five Nights at Freddy's, I don't fucking know. Your anime, you know, that's a big one. Your wrestling, your sports, that's cool. It's cool. That's fine. That's awesome. But if you're crazy about it as I am about, like, certain things, and it's the thing, like, that's just how I am. Like, I come across something I like enough to be more than just like, meh, that was cool or fine, oh, that was fun. Like, as soon as I hit, like, it clicks, it's like a click in my head, and it's just like, boom, I have to know everything about this, I have to talk about this, I have to do this, I have to do that. Which, at least for wrestling, like, was like, I grew up with it. I grew up in the heyday of the Attitude Era of the Rock and Stone Cold, like, watching it start. And I got kind of out of it in, like, early middle elementary school, like, third grade. 2003 to, like, 2006. Like, my family stopped watching it, so I was just like, well, I don't really watch it. And then, like, in 2007, something happened. It clicked in my head again. I was like, man, I really gotta fucking watch wrestling. And I watched it religiously, like, weekly stuff. because my parents would never buy pay-per-views, because that's when pay-per-views were, like, dumb expensive, you know, $50-$60. Oh, that was before HD, because when the HD came out, then it was, like, $75 for the HD one. And, we got a couple. And then I really fell out of it again in, like, 2009, or, no, like, 10. Yeah, 9 and 10. I was super out. I was so done. I just thought it was stupid, and then it turns out it wasn't really a good time, really, for wrestling. So I just kind of was like, yeah, that makes sense, because even as a high schooler, I was like, I hate this shit. And then, of course, The Rock came back, and that's when I started, like, kind of getting back into it, because I was like, oh, The Rock, if you smell Dwayne's cooking. And then it just took off again, and I've just, boom. And I don't think I'll ever really fall out of it. I'll just be pissed off and upset about it, just like every other sports fans. I'm done with this bullshit. And next season, there we go, baby, let's go. That's how me. I'm like, God, are you kidding me? And there's all these, you know, that just wrestling fans, or really any fan base, is just toxic. You could say that about everybody or anything that has a community. It's gonna be, like, toxic in some fucking way, shape, or form. When it means, like, it means nothing to literally anything. Like, which I'm not, you know, media's important. Movies, TVs, like, yeah, shit's dumb, really, in the grand scheme of things. Is it all art? It can't all be art. And there's definitely not. Like, there's plenty of just, like, factory, like, same generic fucking thing to put out. But at the same time, it's just like, well, people gotta make money. Someone out there will probably think this is funny, or like it, or think it's thought-provoking, or whatever. So I try not to shit on movies and stuff like that. Like, I try not to be, like, I always try to find something good. Or not even necessarily good, it's just something, like, I enjoyed. Like, I like plenty of, like, bad movies, or, like, generally. But that's the thing, what's bad versus what's, like, generally considered. Oh, this movie fucking sucks, dude. Because Spider-Man didn't even fucking grow 8 legs like he did in, fucking issue 253. The Spider-Man with 8 legs. Bullshit, fucking hate it. What? Shut up. I say that, but then, of course, there are definitely times where I am that person. I'm like, wow. Okay, well, I just remember in this story arc, the hair was a little bit different, but okay. Like, I get, like, real shitty about, like, dumb things, and I catch myself fucking doing it. But I've also learned again, and this is, like, to grow out more on my 2022 of, like, who I want to be, is just, like, shut up. Just be quiet. Just keep it to myself. Or if I run a fucking podcast, if I want to sit here and talk about, you know, but that's if you do that. Like, that's expected. If you run a this fandom type of podcast or YouTube channel or stream or whatever. But, like, it's super funny because then it's, like, really in the grand scheme. Like, nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. Except for you guys, which is like, yeah, I guess that's what gets you into it, right? That's how we connect. We're all humans, dude. It's the singularity. But it's funny. It's fun. And then it's also, like, pathetic. And I agree. Like, I can agree, or I can say it. Feel like I can say that, because, like, I definitely am guilty of all parties of, like, there are even times where I'm like, why am I getting so worked up? Why are you getting so worked up about the new Pokemon? Nobody cares, but, like, people do, and that's really fucking mean to say, like, well, nobody gives a shit. All right, actually, go fucking be a fan of your stocks and, like, that's the weirdest shit to me. It's, like, real. Well, I'm out here fucking grinding for my, okay. Okay. Guess what? Nobody cares. Oh, you don't fucking like it, do you? Well, that unsophisticated, the 1% care. I don't give a fuck what the 1% likes. That's on church, yo. Just fucking start slandering billionaires. Millionaires. Yo, if you listen to my fucking podcast and you're a billionaire, get the fuck out. Go play with your money, weirdo. Anyway, don't let people change you. Just, if you're as obsessive as I am and you're trying to, like, that's a weird way to start off. People, like, just let people think you're normal or, like, whatever they think of you and then kind of go with that. Especially if it's, like, opposite, you know, friends, I don't know, that's different. Right? Because when you're just, like, friends, like, it's platonic, like, straight up, or, like, it's so much easier to just be like, well, I'm not fucking, they're not impressing me, I'm not impressing them, I don't give a shit. Yeah, I'm going to tell you the whole lore of Five Nights at Freddy's. Okay? Yes, I am 26, you're right. I don't give a shit. Versus, like, I don't know, like, potentially this could be, like, a romantic thing, like, oh, do I want it to be, you know? Let's just test the waters, let's not, like, throw some obscure Mortal Kombat fact at them. Or, like, it's, unless you get that vibe, you know what I mean? You just gotta vibe off each other. You gotta, that's it. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, on the date, I could, like, I know, like, looking back, thinking, like, like, no, she gave me, like, a look of just, like, like, yeah, And you should be, like, oh, like, I'm reading the situation wrong. Let's talk about not this. It's anything but that. And like I said, we're still friends. Which is cool. Obviously, like, just, hey, it's not meant, hey, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. Don't be upset. Be happy it happened. Right? No, Just don't be fucking weird about it, I guess is really, really my tip. You can be weird. Like, someone out there is going to like that shit. It's fine. But just, like, pick and choose your times. To be, like, that. Or don't. Just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, that's just me. But who am I to be telling you anything, really? Really, you know? Honestly. So I'm actually re-recording this ending. Like, the last 20 minutes I had recorded was fucking shit. To be perfectly blunt. Like, my name is Emily. Oh my god, I'm on fire. Jeez, Louise. Anyway, so we're just gonna go ahead and cut this one a little bit shorter than the others, because I don't really know what else to rant and rave about at this moment in time, so I'll just do a little bit of housekeeping. Now that I have everything I need, if you guys would like to see these uploaded to YouTube, let me know. Follow me there. You can subscribe to my channel. It's WoW13 Rocks. I'll probably start recording them and just putting them up there. But I do plan on, like, making videos and stuff too. So if you're interested in shit like that, or interested in seeing this, what you're hearing, in a video format, then you can do that there. I'll probably be making some new socials, because my Twitter is pretty boring and depressing, so, but when I do that, I will let y'all know if I decide to go ahead and do that. I did have listener support on for a while if you wanted to, like, donate money podcast, but I've turned that off for now just because, like, I've been so infrequent. Is that a word? I don't know. With the episodes that I just didn't feel like it was right. So maybe I'll turn that off. They also have like a subscribe option where you can do, it's almost like a Patreon type of deal where you can subscribe and they give you all like certain perks, like subscriber only podcast episodes and shit. But I want to just like get into it and get like regularly making episodes. So that's all like future stuff, but that's just down the pipeline. So again, if you're new, thanks for deciding to listen to this for some reason. And if you have been here or listened before, thanks for coming back. Again, I don't know why you thought it would be different, but hopefully it just improves. I hope my nothingness improves, really. That's all you can hope for. But until next episode, thanks again. I appreciate every single one of you. And I'll catch you on the flip side.